After action taken at Monday morning's regular meeting of the Hopkins County Commissioners Court, Precinct 1 County Commissioner Beth Weisenbaker will be able to replace the last wooden bridge in her precinct. And I talked with Commissioner Weisenbaker Tuesday morning.
TxDOT has a program, they call it their Off-Systems Bridge Program, and it's where they help county commissioners rehabilitate some of our rural bridges. And in this instance, it's on County Road 1152, which is a little bit north of 1567, halfway between Miller Grove and Highway 19. Last wooden bridge, I think, in Precinct 1.
My goodness. What's the deal on this? How will this all work?
Well, the way these programs work, TxDOT, a lot of people don't realize it, but they inspect our bridges every 2 years. Any bridge over 20 foot is inspected by TxDOT. They grade it, and when it reaches a certain deterioration point, you become available for their programs. This particular bridge is down in the bottom, and it's still on the old board arc post, and it's over a real deep ravine, and I've got wood over the top of it. And we've shorted up with metal post, but it's due to be rehabbed. And so this program, the bridge will cost about $180,000. And you do a 10% in-kind match on drainage projects you have going on. Hunt County very graciously had some leftover in-kind match money, and they forwarded it to Hopkins County. So.
My goodness.
Precinct 1 is the benefactor, and I mean, the beneficiary, and I love it. And this particular bridge should, if everything stays on track, maybe by next fall, be under construction.
And they're replacing an old wood bridge that something needs to be done anyway, and they're with a concrete, real nice bridge.
Oh, it is. It's an extremely nice bridge. I always get tickled because these bridges ultimately are always located in the bottoms. There is a dirt road to get to it, and you'll be traveling down this road, and all of a sudden you'll come upon this, you know, $200,000 concrete bridge, which is fantastic, down in the middle of nowhere. But you need those because that's where your agricultural production is. A lot of people have hay meadows, and they put their cattle in those bottoms. And so you've got to have something to span the creeks. And, you know, in the old days, they didn't have the hay didn't weigh as much because they didn't try to bring out as much at one time, or the cattle or the feed or the fertilizer. And so these older bridges, they're trying to cross them with these huge amounts of weight, and they just won't hold. And, of course, there are certain ones where there are school bus routes, and you know, I've always figured it won't be the big heavy truck that falls off. It'll be the family in the pickup truck that goes over it, or the emergency vehicle that's trying to get to somebody that's trapped.
KSST News.